Welcome to What Stina Says. Hi, I'm Christina, founder of Coach Stina and Heart for Children. In this podcast, I am breaking down for you exactly how I have scaled to multi-six figures in 26 months. I will also be stripping down to the raw and real as a mother and multi-six-figure entrepreneur. The art of building a personal brand has become more noisy than ever before. I coach you through how to leave behind your logic to get your cash flowing, all while giving a realistic picture of the battle to remain present as a mother. Ooh, welcome to episode 13, how my client went from charging $25 an hour to selling an $8,400 package right off the bat without gradually increasing her prices, without ads, without saying, ooh, but I need to sell a $1,000 package first. No. We jumped straight in and we pitched an $8,400 package. She was a tutor and she really wanted to not only charge more for her services, but she also wanted to have a steadier income. So let's talk about what made this possible. The very first thing my clients do is they actually complete a vision setting journal in which we identify the lies that you've been believing about what you can charge, about what you believe about your business, about the things that you can sell. And we use that as a springboard. So we gradually start correcting the negative self-talk that has been happening, that has been preventing you from building a life of time and financial freedom. We unpack these mindsets further, and then we actually dive into creating your high ticket offer. So if you've already been selling a coaching or a consulting or a service provider package, we input that into the template, and then we completely change the way that you are communicating those transformations that you achieve for clients. Most likely, the process that you are giving clients and the results you're achieving for them is so profound. It's just that you haven't been able to find the language to clearly communicate how powerful it actually is. So we lay that out, just as you all heard in the other episode, inside of a value ladder. The difference being that we don't focus on the deliverables, meaning we're not focusing on this is how many sessions you get, this is how long they are. We're taking it three layers deeper by asking ourselves, what is someone doing inside of those sessions? Then what is the transformation someone is undergoing inside of these sessions? And what is the underlying desire of someone achieving those transformations in these sessions? So we do that for every single benefit that you have included in your package. Okay. Then we actually revamp all of your landing pages using the sales copy that we have written for your new or revamped offers. And then guess what? You're going to start seeing those sales calls rolling in, which is exactly what happened to this client. She had people booking calls, parents that were interested in hiring her to work with their child. And then she used my sales call agenda to not pitch, because here's the thing. We often think of a sales call as us getting on the call and telling someone about our services. No, we should actually spend the majority of the call listening to the ideal client. And if you're going, well, how do I do that? Then you need my sales call agenda, which is a part of my full funnel building program with me. So she used the sales call agenda and was able to pitch this $8,400 package. Now, there is some customization that will start to happen as you get more comfortable with high ticket, where you might be pitching more or less support. You might be pitching more or less. But the point is that no matter what, you have your minimum threshold for what you're willing to get paid for the number of calls that you are doing per week. One of the things that I did with this client in particular as well is we planned out each individual call together. So we really customized the agenda so that she could speak to that specific client's desires and needs and actually get to the bottom of some of their issues right then and there on the call, so that they walked away going, wow, I can't believe that this person provided me with so much value. Now, of course, we also use social media and the email sequence as the nurture steps in the funnel. So she built those out and was also utilizing that throughout letting her funnel do the work as well. So those are more active steps in our funnel, right? The passive steps are Once you have the emails written, those will become passive. But social media remains the active part of the funnel in which you are, you know, posting throughout the week, you're talking on your stories, you're selling. That is an active piece of your funnel. But let me tell y'all that when that's all you're doing, that and working with your clients, it's magical. Okay. In fact, they say that over 50% of your time in your business should be spent on marketing alone. So even though for me personally, I already have all of my email sequences for my funnel built out, I'm continuing to build out new sequences for when I do price increases or for when I launch new offers. And what that allows me to do is have emails scheduled out for an entire month going out to my audience and selling for me, again, behind the scenes passively, where I'm not having to actively do everything. This client in particular, it was a very special situation because in the midst of her fighting these negative mindsets, she also had her family and friends telling her, oh, you can't charge that. Nobody in these tutoring groups, nobody's charging that. And y'all, when she proved them wrong, this was her first sales call. She sold this package. Her family goes, wait, can you do that again? So sometimes, unfortunately, our circles of people don't understand what's possible because they've never tried it. A few episodes ago, I talked about how you build confidence. You build confidence to sell high ticket and sell higher ticket, right? Because there are coaches that sell $100,000 plus packages. There are consultants that charge $300,000 for a year of working with them. So we think we're charging high ticket until we meet people who are charging more. My point is that the only way you overcome that fear is by doing it. So we prove it to ourselves. We prove it to the people around us that a different reality can be true. And it's not selfish. It's not selfish when your client results back up that price. It's not selfish when you're giving an insane level of value in all of your offers. It's not selfish when you're showing up for your clients daily and walking them through insane internal and external transformations to shift the trajectory of their life. We underestimate the power of being in close proximity to someone, of paying someone simply to have access to their brain and ask them questions. For those of us in the education industry, we know this all too well because we've been beaten down by endless work hours being rewarded with recognition, but not pay. So we bring those same habits into our business. Even in the corporate world, if you've worked a 9-to-5, which is probably more like a 7-to-8, same thing, you're promised promotions. You're told that this is going to earn you XYZ, but it's never represented to us in the form of money. But let me tell y'all that the CEOs, the CFOs, founders of billion-dollar businesses, look, they are getting paid well, and they have no shame in talking about before their business hits $1 billion, my business is going to get to $1 billion. So women and educators in particular, and men as well, I've worked with male clients who have struggled to price their worth, which I have the phrase price your worth trademarked. For this reason, by the way, because it's the number one transformation my clients walk away with. They start to go, well, that contract isn't worth it for me if I'm not going to get paid my worth, because it's not. Because why would we continue to sacrifice our well-being for the sake of being unfulfilled, right? Why would we sacrifice our well-being to not be able to have the time and financial freedom that we created our business to possess? We didn't start our business to have the same low pay, the same lack of tangible reward that we did in our full-time jobs in our business. We set out to change that. So no one is capping your income but you. No one but you is capping your income. And if you think people don't want to pay you for what you want to charge, let me tell you right now, you're wrong. You just don't have the marketing and sales funnel to support it. You don't have the marketing and sales funnel to support your price increase. You haven't shifted your offers to be in alignment with the price increase. When you do those things, again, you will stop capping your income and you will be blown away at the money it's possible to make in your business, multi-six figures.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.